The incident in the Gulf of Oman, which involved two oil tankers, has raised more questions than answers. The United States and Saudi Arabia have been quick to point the finger at Iran, just like the last time when this happened. And this increases the temperature to boiling point between the U.S. and Iran, raising the possibility of war. Two oil tankers, one owned by Norway and the other by Japan, were struck by a blast in the Sea of Oman this week. The incident has turned into the latest episode of tensions between the United States and Iran. The U.S. was quick to point the finger of blame at the Islamic Republic, 1 month after it accused Tehran of involvement in attacks that crippled four tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that Iran was behind Thursday's blast without providing evidence to back up his claim. The accusations came soon after the U.S. military released video footage it claims shows Iranian sailors removing an unexploded mine from one of the targeted ships. The U.S. military claims the Iranian forces were trying to recover evidence of their involvement. But since its release, the video has raised more questions than answers. The footage is not clear enough to verify anything, and the U.S. has failed to clarify how it got the idea that the purported mine was planted by the Iranians in the first place. The U.S. allegations have been vehemently dismissed by Iran and widely challenged around the world. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says America is making allegations against Iran without a shred of factual or circumstantial evidence. The owner of the Japanese tanker that came under attack in the Sea of Oman has contradicted the account presented by the Pentagon. Even most U.S. allies are looking at what the U.S. has presented as evidence with deep suspicion. The German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas warned that the video is not sufficient to prove the U.S. claim against Iran.
Well, was Iran behind the Oman tanker attacks, if they can be called that? An investigation should first be conducted before this can be called an attack in the first place. Then comes the video allegedly showing the IRGC guards removing an unexploded mine. But what can actually be seen in the video? While the object on the side of the container is described as a mine, the images presented aren't clear enough to actually verify that. Yet the U.S. and some of its allies, like Saudi Arabia and the U.K., have been quick to point the finger of blame at Iran. Nothing presented as evidence proves that the object was placed there by the Iranians. One thing is for sure, as the New York Times stated, this is not the slam dunk evidence that some would like to claim it is.
There has been considerable cynicism around the world about America's latest anti-Iran allegations. In the wake of Thursday's attacks, a large number of Twitter users trended the term Gulf of Tonkin alongside the Gulf of Oman. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was a false flag operation in 1964, used by former U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson to pave the way for a bigger American military involvement in Vietnam. The United Nations has called for an independent probe into the incident in the Sea of Oman. But why is the U.S. not waiting for an investigation and keeps up its anti-Iran campaign like this?
It is the assessment of
the short-term reason is that the U.S. would like to pressure Iran to go back to negotiations over the JCPOA. And they'd like to put Iran's entire missile defense system on the table, an issue that was not on the table under the JCPOA.
The hasty U.S. claims have fueled fears that America could be pushing for another war in the volatile region. Back in April, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif warned that an accident could be plotted to trigger a crisis in the Middle East. Zarif said the so-called B-team, including the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman could push Trump into a new conflict. Many observers believe that Iran has nothing to gain from launching attacks against oil tankers.
Iran has no interest in war. Iran has nothing to gain with having a war with the United States or its main client states in the region, Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Why is the U.S. refusing to consider other possibilities? Are the latest developments in the region part of a wider scenario against the Islamic Republic?